I made some notes for myself, which I thought I would have time to print out, but I don't. Okay, the Rambam, in the course of his making the point that mitzvahs that are only l'shoah don't count in the minyan mitzvahs, so the Rambam gives examples of mitzvahs that would obviously be absurd to count them because they were only l'shoah, and leaving over the mon and so on. Among the mitzvahs that he talks about is the mitzvah of Atotzer Esmoyav, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when the said to Moshe, and you have the same thing with Amayim. Then you have the same thing with Esav. The Rambam says these are clearly not mitzvahs l'dayrus. So the mitzvahs that are not l'dayrus don't count. Don't count in the minyan mitzvahs. Yeah. So the Ramban, not here, but in the end of Shikras Halavin, the Ramban takes issue, not only on the Rambam, but on the Bahag also for that matter, that the Bahag doesn't count these mitzvahs either. So the Ramban says he doesn't know why these should not be considered mitzvahs l'dayrus. He says the reason the Torah gives why they shouldn't fight against Amon and Moav is because Kilivnei Loit Nosatis or Yerusha. Yerusha means loyal. And by Esav it says also Yerusha Leisav Nosatis Haseim. So the Torah says the reason why they weren't allowed to wage a war of conquest against Amon and Moav was because they are Yerusha Leisav, Yerusha Levnei Loit. So it says the Ramban, he thinks that's a mitzvah l'dayrus. They were not allowed to wage war against Amon and Moav and Edom. And he brings a medrash, Beis Rabbah, that when Yoav went out to war against Moav, I think it was Moav or Amon, maybe it was Amon. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference for our purposes. When Yoav went out to war against them, so they showed him a letter. They had an apostolic, an epistle, in which it said that your God said that you're not allowed to fight against us. So he sent back to David and Melech, and David and Melech went to the Sanhedrin. And David and Melech said to the Sanhedrin that Heim Partzu Tchila. They started first. Because Eglin Melech Moav, when he went to war against the Jews, so he took his allies Amon and Esau. And also he had Bilam ben Baor, when he was Melech Moav, and he cursed the Bnei Yisrael after this parsha of Atos Rezmoav. So therefore they sort of broke the truce first. So we're allowed to fight against them. Says the Ramban, so maybe that's the reason why it should be l'sho. So he said, David Melech Taina that Heim Partzu Tchila. So now it's not noig. So now these Yisurim aren't noig anymore. So maybe it should be a mitzvah l'sho. On that account, says the Ramban, he doesn't think that's true. First of all, even Imtim Tzolimer that the issue was al tanai that they won't be pirates tchila. That doesn't make it a mitzvah l'dayrus. That doesn't make it rather a mitzvah l'sho. The mitzvah is l'dayrus until they're pirates. Just like the Moshe Rabbeinu says, the mitzvah of Achrama Zayin Amamin is forever. There's no more Zayin Amamin. Fine, because there's no others because they were wiped out. The Rabbeinu writes also, so that let's say you have a certain mitzvah. The mitzvah be'etzim is l'dayrus. It has a condition. The condition could be, is a t'nai. The t'nai might be triggered, and now the mitzvah will no longer apply. But kol zman the mitzvah, but that doesn't make it l'sho. It's still a mitzvah l'dayrus. It's not built in that there'll be pirates t'chila. Right, you have Ram writes Mechias Amalek. He says the mitzvah is a mitzvah l'dayrus. Why is it a mitzvah l'dayrus? There's no more Amalek anymore. Says the Rama, but it's still be'etzim. It's a mitzvah l'dayrus. If there would be Amalek, there would be a mitzvah. So this is a mitzvah l'dayrus. Be'etzim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah l'dayrus. If there'll be pirates chila, then you'll be able to fight against them. And they were pirates chila, but that doesn't make it a mitzvah l'shav. Be'etzim is still a mitzvah l'dayrus. Says the Ramban. Number two, Says the Ramban, he doesn't think that it means, even after they were Perez Trilo, he thinks that only means that they were allowed to fight against him. Like it says in the Kaim, like Moshe Ben was allowed to fight against Midian, Nekayim Nikmas Hashem in Midian. So you're allowed to fight against them. If they fight against us, we're not wimps, we could fight back. But we're still not allowed to take the land away from them. Because that's still true. Kilav Nelagin Nasatis or Yerusha. So his daughter Melech only said that Yahweh's allowed to fight against them. But to take their land away, that's still, he thinks that's still a mitzvah daris that we're not allowed. And he brings you a Yerushalmi that in fact, it says Yoyev was Shisha Chadoshim, also Yoyev Be'edoim, Adichus Kozocha Be'edoim. So the Yerushalmi says that David Melech is punished for violating the Isra to fight against Edoim, that those 6 months that Yoyev spent fighting Edoim were not counted in David Melech's Malchus. The Pasuk says that he was a Melech for 40 years. He was really a Melech for 40 years and 6 months. Those 6 months don't count because he was violating the Israel fighting against Avesel. So you see that even after the whole Haim parts of Tchilo, the Yerushalmi holds that he was Nenash. So obviously he's not a Mitzvah L'Shoah. If it's a Mitzvah L'Shoah, why was David Melech Nenash? That was much later. So you see from that Yerushalmi that it's a Mitzvah L'Dayas. I affect the Ramban, the end of the Ramban says, what about Melech HaMashiach? Melech HaMashiach is going to take Eretz Amon Moav and Edom. We'll see in a second how he knows that. He says Melech HaMashiach is going to conquer those lands. Well, Edom is so, well, the truth is he doesn't really ask from Amon and Moav. He says Melech, what about Melech HaMashiach? Melech HaMashiach, we know it says for all the Mashiach Mahatzin Lishpat Sarisu. There are also being spoken that Eretz Edom is going to come to fall to the Bnei Yisrael. So how's Melech HaMashiach? How's Melech HaMashiach going to allow to conquer Harseya? Okay, which pasuk the Ramban brings? Anybody have a Sefer Mitzvahs? It doesn't say the finish that Melech HaMashiach will conquer Amon and Moav. What? It's the very end. He says, "V'yoshua negev v'sarseir." Pasuk in Avadu. V'yoshua negev v'harseir. That loslov will be yerush haseir. He doesn't say v'ferish, but Amon Moav. So he says, "How are we going to be yerush haseir if it's a mitzvah l'doris that you're not allowed to get that Yerushal neis of Nesati as haseir?" So how is Melech HaMashiach going to conquer haseir? Doesn't talk with Eretz, but Amon and Moav. Rashi in the Chumash, Parsha Shoftim, we'll talk about in a few minutes. Rashi on the pasuk Ki Yachel Hashem is Gvulcha. Rashi says that also Lovoi, we're going to conquer. Avraham Avinu was promised the Rotsus of Esa moment, besides the Shiva moment that we have later in Chumash all the time, Achiti Amayir by Yusi and so on. He was also Avraham Avinu by the Bishman Avsoam was also promised Eretz Kini Knisi VeKadmoni. So Rashi over there in Parsha Shoftim says Kini Knisi VeKadmoni is Amon Moav and Edlei. It's really machlokes in Rabbi Basar Dafnuva, machlokes Tanoim. What's kini knisi v'kadmoni? Actually, in Chumash, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda that it's Amon Moav and Edom. So Kiyachel Hashem is Kulcha, Lasu Lava will conquer Eretz Amon Moav. Will conquer knisi v'kadmoni. Rashi in Chumash says that's Eretz Amon Moav. Amon Moav and Edom. If that's the case, then it says Beferish in Chumash that eventually we're going to conquer Eretz Amon Moav and Edom. The Ramban doesn't bring that. He just brings the pasuk in Avadia. We'll see in a few minutes why the Ramban doesn't bring that. But a kapana, the Ramban is, how are we going to conquer? It says in Avadia, at least Harseya we're going to conquer. How are we going to allow to do it? What happened to the mitzvah l'daris? So Ramban says two teyutsim. Teres number one says the Ramban that Sancheiv is mevalbul is kaluk is kaloilum. Bo Sancheiv is bilbul is oilum. So therefore, who brought him the Melech HaMashiach? No, that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. You're right. That Sancheiv is mevalbul all the nations. So Mimela, so the issue no longer applies because Amon Moav Edom, it's no longer the same peoples. Number two says the Ramban, Va'oid sheyachisim akel yisvarech v'tishoyer Yerushosam lanu. The Ribbono Shel Olam will wipe them out. So Mimela will be able to. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of it. They won't be there anymore, and Mimela will be able to be Irish their land. But we Taka have an issue with Doris of Al Totzeres Moav and likewise with Amon and with Esav. At Kam Shittas of the Shittas Ramban. So First of all, just this last piece in the Ramban, the Chayim asks, the Amud Dior asks, from the Mishnah Yedayim, the Mishnah Yedayim, in Yedayim is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, that talks about Sancheirib and Mevabel Kol HaUmos. So the story over there is that a ger, Amoni, came to Beis Din, and he wanted to marry a Jewish girl. So Rabbi Gamliel said it's okay, because Sancheirib was Mevabel Kol HaUmos. Don't forget, Rabbi Gamliel says also, because he's Amoni, and Amoni is also Bekol. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him that Sancheirib was Mevabel Kol HaUmos. So just because he comes from the land of Amon, that doesn't make him an Amoni. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua that the Pasuk says, Yirmiyo, Perek Mentes, V'achrichen Oshuv, Oshiv es Shvus B'nei Amon. That the Rebbe said that Amon returned to Eretz Amon. Sancheirib was exiled them, but then the Amon returned to its homeland. So they are Amonim. So that was in Gamliel's time. So Rabbi Yeshua said back, it says that Bnei Yisrael are also going to return. We haven't returned yet, so it means one day they'll return. Lasalove they'll return. So Lasalove Amon will return to. But meanwhile, Sancheirib was Mevabel Kol HaUmos. That's the Mishnah Yedayim. No, so it comes out from that Mishnah, Ben the Rabbi Gamliel, Ben the Rabbi Yeshua, Amon returned. Amon returned. So if Amon returned, either they returned already or they're going to return. According to Amaliel, they already returned. According to Yeshua, they will one day return. But till Mashiach, bis Mashiach Saitan, till Mashiach comes, they'll have come back. So what's the Ramban's line that Sancheirib was? What does the Ramban mean? Sancheirib was Mevabel Kol HaUmos. But the Pasuk says, "Be'oshev Shvus Bnei Amon," so that Tzilei Taka came back, will come back. So what's pshat in their mind altogether? So it says that where they are, but since they were Goyle, so they lost the land. When they were Goyle, they lost the land. The Ramban calls the Mashal Amon Amoyev Shetivu B'Sichon. That even though we weren't allowed to conquer Amon Amoyev, but those lands that Sichon had already conquered from Amon Amoyev, Chazal say we were allowed to conquer. Because that already, Amon Amoyev had already forfeited to Sichon. And that wasn't theirs, it was Sichon's. So says them with the Or, Al Derech Zeh, Amon Amoyev were conquered by Sancheirib. So now the land belongs to Sancheirib. So even if Amon Amoyev came back, or even if Amon came back, so now Amon are getting it from Sichon, from Amon are getting it from Sancheirib, or from wherever they took it over from. But they're not getting it from Avram. The Yerusha Levnei Loit, Nosati Yerusha Levnei Loit, that Amon Amoyev already lost. When Amon Amoyev went into Golis, they lost the Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, because it was conquered by, that's the halacha of the Skibish Melchama. Now it belonged to Sancheirib. So even if they come back, but it's no longer theirs, but there is a Yerusha, so the issue no longer applies. Atkan the Amud Dior. That's how he answers. That was the answer to the Kashin. Maybe the question not sure in the first place. Because I mentioned before, it's not Mefurish and Ramah that he's asking from Amon Amoyev. He's asking from Edom. How is Melech HaMashiach going to conquer Edom? Because it says in Ovadia Hanovi says that for Yoshua is Hanegev Ad Harseir, that Klai Yisrael Osudlovay on the Melech HaMashiach will conquer Harseir. Not talking about Amon Amoyev. So it says Oshiv Eshus Bnei Amon. It doesn't say Oshiv Eshus Bnei Yisuf. Sancheir was Mevabel Yisuf. Maybe they never came back. Who said the Ramban was asking from Amon Amoyev? Then Mudior is under the, I think under the impress of the Rashi and Pasha Shoftim, that Lasalobe will Yashin Amon Moiv and Edom because of Kini Kinizi Vikadmaini. So I think that's where that Mudior is coming from. So he's assuming that the same way the Melech HaMashiach will conquer Eretz Bnei Edom, they'll also conquer Eretz Amon and Moiv. So he says, so what does the Ramban want from Sancheir? But Amon came back. Oshiv Shvus Bnei Amon. The Mishnah says Amon came back. Came back, will come back. Kach. But it could be Sancheir altogether. Ramban never is not talking about Amon Amoyev. Ramban is talking about Sancheir. We'll see in a few minutes. I don't know that the Ramban agrees about that Kinesi V'Kad Moyev piece. We'll see in a minute.
Why does he bring in the Amon Amoyev
Tiara Mesichon? No, he's just showing you the idea that once they lose the land, that he's showing me that it's totally in the people and not in the land. That Lamashal when Sichon got rid of wiped when Sichon conquered that land that belonged to Amon Amoyev, So now it's no longer Amun Umayyad, we're allowed to take it. I was Eretz Amun and Eretz. Maybe we have to give it back to Amun Umayyad. Like, where does it say we're allowed? Maybe the Isser is in the land itself. So he says, no, the Isser is not in the land. The Isser is only to conquer the land from Amun Umayyad. If we're conquering from Sichon, it's not also. So who are then? If we're conquering land that's we conquer Haseir, but Esav doesn't live there, the Isser is in taking Haseir from Esav, not in taking Haseir per se. That's what he wants to prove. But he's not necessarily talking about Amun Umayyad. We'll see in a few minutes. I think this is Meduyik, that the Ramban never mentioned here anything about Amun Umayyad. He's talking about Esav. We'll see in a minute. I think that's Vedafka.
That's not
Mashmah
from Rabbi Gamliel, though. Rabbi Gamliel says Amun will come back. Like, who cares if they come back?
No, because the Israelis wasn't. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't talking about Atosir, but he was talking about the Israel of an Amunite to marry a Jew.
No, but I'm saying.
So this person came from the Eretz Amun. So Rabbi Gamliel said, so he's an Amuni. So Rabbi Shu said he's not an Amuni. He comes from Amun. That doesn't make him an Amuni. He's a Arab or something. He's not an Amuni. So Rabbi Gamliel said, no, Amun came back to Amun. So this guy must be an Amuni. What did that say for Yuchsin? The guy came from Amun. The Shaila says he come from. Is he a descendant of Amun? So Rabbi Gamliel said, yes. People who live in Eretz Amun are descendants of Amun because Amun came back there as Amun. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, the people who live in Amun have nothing to do with the Amun, the ancient Amun. Lost the lover, the ancient Amun will come back.
So, according to Yeshua, they did not return yet, correct?
Right. Yeah, Chorin, that's a different question. According to Yeshua, they didn't return yet, so when are they going to return? When Mashiach comes. And when Mashiach comes, according to Rashi and Pasha Shef, then Mashiach's going to conquer Amun Umayyad too. So what exactly are they returning for? Like, they're going to come back and surprise. It's not theirs.
So I think the Ramah could be saying, like Yeshua,
you know, let's come back. Right now we don't have enough information to deal with this particular Nakuda, and we'll come back to it at the end. Remind me to come back to it at the end. What do we do with the Rama? The Maisa, the Rama says that Al Totzer is Moyev, Amun Moyev, Edom. It says it's only a mitzvah l'sho. It's not a mitzvah l'daris. The Ramban is a very strong taina. You see, it was already there was no yitzvah by Dovin HaMelech. By Dovin HaMelech, there was an issue of Al Totzer is Moyev. So you see, it's a mitzvah l'daris, it's not a mitzvah l'sho. The Tainus Taka Gutaini, Yerusha is Yerusha. It's the reason that the Torah gives Yerusha Livnei Esav Nasatis are Yerusha. Yerusha Esav Nasatis are Seir. That's not only for that Torah. Those are reasons that apply L'chayra L'daris. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say that it's only a mitzvah L'sha and it's not a mitzvah L'daris? So if you mocked him, Sukkim over here in Parshas Dvarim. Sounds like this. Atotzer is Moyev Altiska Bamulchama. He layet in Lachamei Arza Yerusha, he lebnei loib Nasati as or Yerusha. Then there's a whole excursus here in the Pasuk. Ha'emim lefonim Yoshuba. The Emim lived there. Before Moyev, this land was inhabited by the Emim. Am Godol Verov, Verav, Verom Kahanokim. Rifoim Ichoshu Avheim Kahanokim. Bahamoyabim Yukru Lahem Amin. Very strange apostle. There was the people there, before the Moyabim were there, they were the Amim, and who were very giant people. The Rephoim, they were also giants, but the Moyabim called them Amim. What's going on? What does this mean? And what is it doing over here in Pasuk? So Rashi says, Shat in Pasuk. That the Pasuk is saying like this, that the people who lived in that land of Moyav, before Moyav, were Rephaim. They were called Rephaim. And therefore, Klal Yisrael might think that we could take this land. Because Rephaim is one of the Shiva Amamim that were promised to Avraham Avinu. And the list of the Shiva Amamim, by the Brisbane Absorb, the Hashem says Eretz Rephaim, that's from the Shiva Amamim, that belongs to the Jews. So maybe so we should be allowed to take it. So this therefore says the Torah, these were not the same Rephaim. These people were really Amim. They were not Rephaim. The Moyavim called them Rephaim because they were gigantic like Rephaim. They were as gigantic as the Rephaim. but they were not the bona fide Rifaim. They were really just Amim. So therefore, this land is not from the era, from the Arotzes of the Shiva Amamin, and it doesn't belong to the Jews, it belongs to Bnei Leit. That's Rashi's Pshat in the Pasuk. Ask the Ramban, what's the difference? Rashi himself learns that Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoini is Eretz Amon Moav, and Rashi and Pasha Shoftim, that the Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoini, who were the other three nations that were promised Avraham Avinu, are Amon Moav and Edom and Seir. So, Rephaim Ahin, Rephaim Aher, who cares if they're Rephaim, these were yes Rephaim, not Rephaim, Amim, what's the difference? There's no question. So they were, it's from the Gvulus, it's from the land that was promised Avraham Avinu. If it's not Rephaim, but it's Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini, one of the Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini lands. So what's the Rebbeinu Shlom saying? You know, you don't think it's from the Rephaim that it's yours. It's not from the Rephaim. It's not yours. It belongs to Bnei Leit. And if it's not from the Rephaim, it's certainly from the Haftacha, from Lashitas Rashi himself. It's from the one way or another. It's from the lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu. So what's the Torah say? Says the Ramban. He thinks that La'olam, says the Ramban, that La'olam, it doesn't matter if it was a land that was promised to Avraham Avinu. That's exactly what the Torah said. It's a land that was promised to Avraham Avinu, but it was given to Bnei Leit, Bishchus, since Chazal said, since Leit went to Avraham Avinu, to Mitzrayim, and he didn't inform the Tzaras of Avraham's sister, so L'kovet Avraham, Leit got schar from the Yush of Avraham. The Torah gave from the lands of Avraham, it gave a chelik to Leit. And that's what it means, Yerushal of Nei Leit. And the Ramban has got a faket in Pasuk. That the Pasuk is, so what's the Pasuk saying? So the Ramban learns the Pasuk is saying the other way around. Not that these people were not the genuine Rephaim. Faket, they were Rephaim. And that's exactly what the Torah is saying. Don't think that this land of Leit is Tamah Hefker land, or this land of Ammon is Hefker. No, this land is the Eretz Rephaim. And don't be confused by the fact that the Rephaim called them Amim. They called them Amim because they were Amidic. But they were really Rephaim. And Rephaim is from the lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu. And from the lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu, a certain amount was set aside for Leit. And this is the same thing by Esav. Esav is the Chayri. The Pasuk says, okay, the Chayri lived there before Esav. Seir, Yoshua, Chayrim. The Chayrim, he says, are the Chivim. The Chivim is also from the Eretz Shiva Samamim. From the Eretz of the Haftokha to Avraham Avinu. From the Eretz Arif, not all of the Eretz Arifim, but some of the Eretz Arifim went to Ammon and Moav, and from the Chivim, some of the Eretz of Chivim went to Esav, and that's good for what the Torah is saying. This land was from the lands that was given to Avraham Avinu. Bnei Leit and Bnei Esav, Mikoyich Avraham Avinu, were zoicha to a chelik of that land, and therefore you can't take it. That's how Ramban learns pshat in the Pesukim. So before we go any further, let's just understand something. So the Ramban's learning pshat in the pasuk that the land of Ammon and Moav belonged to the Rephaim, the Avramidic Rephaim, the original Rephaim, and Esav's land came from the Chayri. The Chayri, the Ramban says, are the Chivi from the Shivas Hamamim. So that means Eretz Ammon Moav and Edom is from the land of the Shiva Hamamim, Rephaim and Chivim. I thought in Parshas Shoftim Rashi says that it's Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni are the other three nations, not the seven, the other three. So you have to say that the Ramban over here in Chumash is going like the Madomer, it's the Machlekes in Baba Basra. What's Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni? Rabbi Yehuda says Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. No, it's getting complicated. Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni is Eretz Ammon Moav and Edom. There's other Tanoim that say that Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni is something else. Aspamios is Spain. And Germany and other arotzes, but nothing to do with Ammon Moav and Edom. So I think the Ramban here in Chumash is learning Pshuta Shel Mikra that he holds is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's like the other Tanaim that Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni has nothing to do with the case. The Eretz Ammon Moav and Edom was not from Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni, but rather it was from the arotzes of the Shiva Amamim, from Rephaim and from Chivim. There are other lands called Kini Los Lovi. We'll get Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. Whatever it is, Spain, Germany, Aspamia, whatever, so other faraway lands. But Ammon Moav and Edom, according to the Ramban and Chumash, going like that Tana, like those Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda and Baba Bas over there. The Kini is going to be nothing to do with Ammon Moav and Edom. Ammon Moav and Edom is actually from the Eretz of the Shima Ammon. That's why, by the way, going back to it, that's why I think the Ramban in the Sefer Mishnah, when he talks about Losalovay Melech HaMashiach, that Losalovay Melech HaMashiach is going to conquer Har Seir, and he wrote a Pasuk in Evadia of Yoshua Negev at Seir, why didn't he also talk about the fact that Melech HaMashiach is going to conquer Amon Moav and Amon Moav? Because he's going to conquer Knizi V'Kadmoini. Avraham Avinu was promised Kini, Knizi V'Kadmoini also, Eretz, all of the lands. Rashi and Parshas Shoftim says that means Amon Moav and Edlin. Parents says the Ramban's Lashitosi that he holds Pshutishul Mikra is not like that, my lover. Pshutishul Mikra is that Amon Moav and Edom were not Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini. Amon Moav and Edom are from Rephoim and from Chivim. And who says Melech HaMashiach is gonna conquer that? Except Edom, it says Beferish, Yoshua Senegal, Ad HaSeir. That's why the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs is busy with Seir, he's not busy with Amon and Moav. So let's come back. There's like too many things that are intersecting. At the end, maybe we'll try to sum up. I hope we have enough time. But let's go back to this pasuk over here in Parshas Devarim. So it says here in pasuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Klal Yisrael, "You can't take this land of Amon Amayev because I gave it to Bnei Loit, Yerushal of Bnei Loit. I don't think you could because it's Eretz Rephaim. It's not Eretz Rephaim. These are not the real Rephaim. These are really Amim. They're just called Rephaim. So you can't take it. But apparently, if it would be Eretz Rephaim, had it been Eretz Rephaim, they'd be allowed to take it." So the Ramban, yes, I said before, this fact, the Ramban, what's the difference? So if it's not Eretz Rephaim, so it's Kini, Rashi himself says that it's Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini. Kini Kini V'Kadmoini, Kini Knizi, it's like a tongue twister. Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini was the KKK. that was also promised to Avraham Avinu. So what's the difference if it's Rephaim or if it's Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini? That's the Ramban's Hasogah and Rashi. So what do you have to say? What's apparently Pshat and Rashi? L'chor, you have to say Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi held that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam promised Avraham Avinu the land of Esther Amomin, but L'maisa, Bnei Yisrael, went out of Mitzrayim, the Torah only promised us Shiva Amomin. L'aresh is Shiva Goyim Matzumim Mimeko, the Torah says later. Keseder, the Klai Yisrael were given Eretz Shiva Amomin. Kini Knizi, the Kadmoini, that's Los Elovik, Yachash and Mesbucha, like the Apostle says in Parashat Shoftim. So Rashi held that as long as the Eretz Amon Moav and Edom is Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini, which is the historical truth according to Rashi, so then you can't take it from them because the time of the Piroyin of that promise to Avraham Avinu that we're going to Yashin Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini has not yet arrived. And meanwhile, it was given to Bnei Loit and to Bnei Esav. But if it would have been from the Eretz Yerfoyim, which is the Eretz of the Shiva moment, the Eretz of the Shiva moment, the time of the Piroyin of the promised Avraham Avinu of Eretz Shiva moment, that already had arrived. We went out of Mitzrayim, and said, I'm giving you Eretz Shiva moment. Mikoyach the Brisman Avsar. That would trump the Yerushal of Bnei Loit. Was Rashi learning? He's learning Pshat Nechumash that way. The Yerushal of Bnei Loit is only Kol Zman, it doesn't come the time to give it to us, Mikoyach the Brisman Avsar. But when it comes time to give it to us, Mikoyach Brisman Avsarim, so then that would already override, because Brisman Avsarim was first. That would override the Yerushal of Nei Nolot and the Yerushal Esav. So therefore, that's what Torah over here is saying. That's a rational pshat and pasuk. If this land would be Rephaim, you think it's Eretz Rephaim because they called it, you know, in the museum in Moav, it says that they conquered it from the Rephaim. So you think, oh, it's Eretz Rephaim. Eretz Rephaim, the Rebbeinu Shem said he's giving to, that's from the Shiva Momen. That's already the Zman Piroyin of Brisbane of Sarim is right now. So we could take it away from Nei Nolot. Yerushal of Nei Nolot. That's only called Zman. Only Loit can only have it until the Zman of the Kim of the Avtocha of Brisbane of Sarim comes true. Because Brisbane of Sarim was first. So the Torah said, no, it's not Eretz Yerfoyim. What is it? It's Eretz Kini Kini Zivikadmoini. Oh, Kini Kini Zivikadmoini. That's only Lossid Lava. Lefi Rashi, that's Pshat what it says here in Pasuk. It's not Eretz Yerfoyim, therefore you could take it. But if it would be Eretz Yerfoyim, you could not take it. Because Eretz Yerfoyim is from Eretz Shiva Samomen. And apparently the promise of Shiva Samomen to Avraham Avinu comes before, overrides the Yerushal of Neiloit and the Yerushal to Esav. So Mela, now it's very good Pshat in the Rama. So that's only now, Bisman, when we went out of, that's only Kozman, it doesn't come time, the time to be Kovish Dairotsis of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini. But La'osad Lovoi, that we're going to Yarash Neretz Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini, which was also part of the Brisbane of Sarim, when it'll be Kiyachem Hashem is Bulcha. So at that point will come this Manat Piroyan of the promised Avraham Avinu of Eretz Kini Knizi V'Kadmoini. So that will override the Yerushal of Nei Loit and the Yerushal of Nei Esav. Because the Yerusha Levnei Loit and Yerusha Levnei Esav is only valid kol zman the Brisbane Absorim that gives it to us is not yet come due. But the minute the Brisbane Absorim comes due, then it comes to us and not to, and that overrides Nei Loit and Nei Esav. And I'm not making it up. According to Rashi, that's pshat and pasuk. It's not Eretz. The Torah is saying beferished. It's not Eretz Yerfoyim. If it will be Eretz Yerfoyim, it will be yours. But it's not Eretz Yerfoyim. Therefore, it's Yerusha Levnei Loit. So now, look, so it's Fetter Amba, but it's Eretz Kini Vekan Moini. It's still Eretz Kini Knezi Vekan Moini. The answer is fine. Kini Knezi Vekan Moini is only Lossed Love. Meanwhile, it's all meanwhile, you have nothing to do with Kini. Klai Yisrael has nothing to do with Kini Knezi Vekan Moini. That's only Lossed Love. Right now, when we went out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbe Shem only said that you're going to be Zoche in Eretz Shiva Samamen. So that much we can't take away from. So therefore we can't take Eretz Amon Moav and Edoim because that belongs to Kini Knesi V'Kadmai. But Lasa Lovei Kini Knesi V'Kadmai will be like Eretz Yerfoyim. Lasa Lovei Kini Knesi V'Kadmai is also going to be coming to us no less than Eretz Yerfoyim. So if it would have been Eretz Yerfoyim, we could have taken it. So Lasa Lovei it will be so to speak Eretz Yerfoyim. It'll be Eretz Kini Knesi V'Kadmai. Which will then be Zaychim Mikarech the Brisbane Absar. Therefore, the Rambam holds the mitzvah al Totzer Es Moav is only a mitzvah Lashon, not a mitzvah L'Dayrus. Lashon doesn't mean that it was only in the Midbar. No, it's not even by Dovan HaMelech. But it's a mitzvah Lashon because Lasa Lovei won't be Noyim. And that's Shitas Rashi as well. Rashi learns in Pasha Shoftim. Giyachev Hashem Es Gul Chazer Es Amon Moav and Edah. You're asking the Rashi or the Rambam? The Rashi would say that Yerusha is only forever until Yerusha is only forever. Yeah, Rashi will learn Yerusha doesn't mean forever. Yerusha means Rambam times Yerusha means forever. Rashi would say Yerusha doesn't mean forever. Yerusha means that it's open ended. But if it's overridden by something that came first, no, Yerusha will answer. But the Brisbane Hashem came before the Yerusha Levnei Loit. So even if there's a Yerusha Levnei Loit, it can only work kol zman the previous promise has not yet come due. So that's it's not a regular Yerusha.
And then according to the Ramban.
So the Ramban holds that the way. The Ramban holds. The Ramban. The Ramban's also the Shitasi. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns that even if it would be Eretz Yerfoyim, this is the other half of the equation. The Ramban learns, Pshat and Pasuk. The Ramban says in Rashi, no, he says Pshat and Pasuk is just the opposite. He says there's no difference. Right, the Ramban asked the Rashi, just going back over this the ground we covered before. The Ramban asked the Rashi over there in the Eimim and the Refoyim. He says, what's the difference if it's not Refoyim, but it's still from the Arotzus of the Avtocha? Therefore, the Ramban is Pshat and the Pasuk just the other way, the opposite. That the Torah is saying these are the Emes to Refoyim. Even though the Mayavim called them Eimim, just the opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns these were really not Refoyim. The Mayavim called them Refoyim, but they were really Eimim. The Ramban is Pshat and the Pasuk the other way around. The pasuk is stressing that these are the refoim. The moivim called them amen, but they're actually refoim, and therefore it's from the arotzus of the refoim that was promised to Avraham Avinu, and light is coming mikayach Avraham Avinu. So the promise to Avraham Avinu is fulfilled in light getting part of Eretz refoim, and likewise Esav, who's mizera Avraham, says the Ramban, it's from the Eretz Achivi. Eretz Achivi was from the land that was promised to Avraham Avinu, and Esav is coming mikayach Avraham Avinu. So the Ramban learns that the Yerusha of Amon and Moav and Esav is not trumped by the Brisbane Absarim. but in a certain sense fulfills the Bris Ben Apsom, because they're also coming Mikayach Avraham Avinu. So therefore, the Ramban holds that L'Asa Lovi also. What's the difference? L'Asa Lovi. L'Asa Lovi also. We have no right to take their land away because they're also coming Mikayach Avraham Avinu. Rashi learns that L'Asa Lovi. The Ramban will learn that L'Asa Lovi. Then the Bris Ben Apsom will come to, and the Bris Ben Apsom is to us. That'll trump the Yerushalayim Esav and the Yerushalayim Neilat. But the Ramban Lishitosi said no. Even if the Ramban Lishitosi said no, Amun Mayev Mayev, granted the Ramban holds that Amun Mayev and Edom is not even from Kini Knesi Vikan Mayni. He holds that that's Pshut Shel Mikra, is that it's from the Eretz HaChayri and the Eretz HaRefayim. That's who learns these Pshut Kamayim over here in Dvar. He assumes in Chumash at least, I guess he holds that's Pshut Shel Mikra, not like the Mando Amr and Baba Basar that Amun Mayev and Edom is Kini Knesi Vikan Mayni. He assumes that Amun Mayev Mayev is Aspamil and whatever. He says Amun Mayev and Edom is Rephaim and Chivi. So it's from the Eretz of the Shiva Amun, and yet it was given to the Amun and it was given to Bnei Loit and to Esav, and we have an Issa to take it away from them. So what's going to change loss of love? We're not talking about Knizi Kini Vekan Mayni. We're talking about Eretz Rephaim and Eretz Achivim. And it was given to Bnei Loit Mikayach the Bris Ben Apsor, and it was given to Esav Mikayach the Bris Ben Apsor. So what right will we have L'Asa Lovi to take it away? So that's Hakel Ramban's kash on the Sefer Mitzvah. Has Melech HaMashiach going to take away the Eretz of Edom? He doesn't ask from Amun Umayyav, because where does it say that Melech HaMashiach is going to take Amun Umayyav? It says Kini Kini Ziv Kanmoini is going to take, but it doesn't say anywhere he's going to take Amun Umayyav. Maybe Takanat, but Edom is a Pasuk in Avadya V'Yosheh Sonegel Adar Seir. So that much the Ramban has to deal with. How's Melech HaMashiach going to be able to be Zeich in Har Seir? Says the Ramban to Terutzim, either that Sancheir was Mevavul Kolomis, and we'll have to add the Amudior, even though they came back. And then it's good, the Amudior is Kashan Asher, the Amudior is, but they came back. Amun came back, it doesn't say Esau came back. But it said that Edom came back. Amun came back. So Ramban's not asking from Amun. Who says Melech HaMashiach is going to take care? It's Eretz Amun. But the Harseh, what's going to be with Harseh? So he says, Sankhai was Mirabu Kalomis. Or Plan B says, the Ramban, the Banish, and will be merged. In any way, we don't violate any Isur. Chari, there's still a Har over here. So let's sum up before we go into any further. Let's just sum up. We have Yechesba.
Also, so Rebbe's explaining Rabba, like Rashi, Shabbat,
right.
That's for the Yerushalmi, for the Medrash. We're happy to say that the Rambam will say that the number two thing we don't state clear was that there wasn't yet laws of Lava.
Right, because now it's not yet the time of Kini Kini Zivkan Mayni.
Don't even knew that it wasn't yet the time of
Kini. Yeah, okay, that's not so far. That's. So what do you have so far? What comes out like this is that we have here machlekes. We had a machlekes. The Ramban and the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah l'doris. The Ramban says, and Melech Mashiach, he gives an answer for Melech Mashiach. Sacherev or the Rebbeinu will get rid of them. Be'etzim into mitzvah l'doris, and the Ramban says it's a mitzvah l'shon. So the Ramban pines in the Rambam. What do you mean? See, by David Melech was noyim. So you see, it's a mitzvah l'doris. That was the beginning. So what's now developing is that really all flows from, it all depends on how to learn this pasuk over here about the Eretz Rephaim, Techoshev, Afi, Yam, Godel, Varam, these psukim over here in the beginning of Parshas Devarim. That the Rambam apparently held like Rashi Shita. The Torah is saying you're not allowed to take Eretz Bnei Loi because it's not the Eretz Rephaim. It's only Kini, Kini, Zim, Kan, Mani. So therefore you could take it. Because the time of Kini, Zim, Kan, Mani has not yet arrived. That we should be zeichin. If it would be Eretz Rephaim, then you could take it, because whatever belongs to us from the Bris Ben Apsarim and is due, come due, mikayach the Bris Ben Apsarim, goes to us, and that overrides the haftocha to Esav and to Lot. But since Amun Umayyav and Esav happens not to be from the Eretz Shivas Amon, it happens to be from Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni, like Rashi's and Parshas Shoif Demakiyachem Hashem is Bulcha. So therefore, meanwhile, we're not allowed to take it. When the time for Kini, Knizi, Mekan, Meini, coming to us will arrive, Loss of Lovot, when it will be Piachem Hashem as Vulcha, then we'll be able to take Eretz, Amun Moyev, and Edom as well. And that's Rashi's and Parshas Shoftim. Piachem Hashem as Vulcha is Eretz, Amun Moyev, and Edom. And I think that's the Shittas Rambam, and that's why the Rambam holds only a Mitzvah Lashon, not a Mitzvah Lateres. Because Loss of Lovot won't be Noyev, when it will be Zeichen, Kini, Knizi, Mekan, Meini. The Ramban, on the other hand, the Ramban learns the Pesukim of Yerub and Eretz Rephaim, just the opposite. That the Torah is saying that the land of Ammon and Moab was Eretz Rephaim. And it was from the Gulas of the Shivas HaMamon. And Eretz Seir, the Ramban says, was from the Pesuk says from the Chayri. The Ramban says the Chayri. Who are the Chayri? They're the Chivi. From the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. And that's why it belongs to Ammon, Moab, and Loit. Because they're Zoyche in it, Mikoyach Avraham Avinu. Loit's not Mamish, a descendant of Avraham Avinu, but it's Lechoydish of Avraham Avinu. And Esav is Mamish, a descendant of Avraham Avinu. Even though it says, Ki B'Yitzhak L'Kara Chazara, but Yitzhak V'Lekol Yitzhak, any of that. But the Ramban says, he also is Zoyche Mikoyach Avraham Avinu. So Mimela, and that's good for why we're not allowed to take it. We're not allowed to take it because they have it, Mikoyach Tibishman Avsar. So the Fidah Ramban, that's a mitzvah l'daris too. What's going to be different loss of love? So the Ramban attack holds it's a mitzvah l'daris. I want to be with Melech HaMashiach. So Ammon HaMayev is altogether not sure. Who says he'll conquer Ammon HaMayev? We didn't say Melech HaMashiach will conquer Ammon HaMayev. But Esav has a problem. It says, V'yoshua Adhar Seir. Pasuk says in Avadi that we will Gashin. So the Ramban says, Sarcher, or the Banishim will get rid of them. Fine. Those are the two Malach. L'chor, I want to raise another issue. So we saw in Rashi that Rashi holds that there's a distinction between the Eretz Shiva Samaman and the Eretz Kini Knizi the Kadmoni. The Eretz of the Shiva Samaman we were Zeichin right away when we went out of Mitzrayim and we had a right to right away. But the Eretz Kini Knizi the Kadmoni, that's only going to be La'asid Lo. And that's the background for Rashi's pshat in this business over here with Eretz Sifra. It's the land of it's not yet come due. The Rabban apparently doesn't make that distinction. The Ramban asks and Rashi, what's the difference if it's Eretz Ephraim or if it's Eretz Knizi V'Kadmoni? What's the difference? It's all the Bulus Avtoch. The Ramban here in Dvar. Chayot Shver, because the Ramban himself in Parsha Shoftim seems to say Al Derech Rashi. The Ramban says Pshat Nat Posuk in Parsha Shoftim Ki Yarchiv Hashem Es Gulcha. It's by the Ari Miklot. If Yachav Hashem is Bulcha, you have to make another three Ari Miklat, which never happened yet. It's only Lasad Lovay. So the Torah says, Yachav Hashem is Bulcha. Im Yachav Hashem is Bulcha. Im Yachav Hashem is Kech is Bulcha. Kasher Nishva Lavaysecha, Venasai Lafas Kaloritz, Asher Dibur Lasay Slavaysecha. He'll give you all of the land that he promised Avraham Avinu, meaning even the Eretz of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. The Ramban also learns that way. And when will that happen? Ki Sishmar is Kala Mitzvah Zlais Lasay Sashonechi Mitzav Chayim La'avas Hashem Elokecha Valechas Bidrochav Kol Hayomim. Says the Ramban of the Ramban Pasha Shoiftim, what does it mean Kol Hayomim? It means when it'll come the time when you'll be La'avas Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayomim, meaning She'ein Acharei Hefzik. That it'll be forever. That it'll be Umol Hashem as Levacho, as Levav Zarecho. When there'll be no more backsliding. When it'll be finally, we'll be Oymes Hashem with a guarantee, with a security that will never fall down again. Loss of love, kitzel loss of love. Says the Ramban. So the Ramban says that's the pshat in this pasuk. That up till now we were by Yitzchus Mitzrayim, we had enough schusim to be zeichin the Eretz Shivas HaMamon. But to be zeich in all of the haftacha, to be zeich in the eretz of kini knizi v'kadmoni, for that we needed a schus of la'avas Hashem alakecha kol hayomim. That we should reach the level of avas Hashem that's she'ein acharei nefilo, and then we'll be zeich in eretz kini knizi v'kadmoni. So the Ramban himself is mechalek between the eretz of the shivas hamamon, which we had enough schusim to collect. And the eretz of the of kini knizi v'kadmoni, which we're only going to have enough schusim when it'll be la'avas Hashem alakecha kol hayomim, which is loss of love. So what's bothering me? So what's his big hasaga in Rashi? Rashi says Rashi was chatting the pasuk Ammon HaMoav. It's not the eretz Rephaim. If it would be the eretz Rephaim, I would taka give it to you. But it's not the eretz Rephaim. And the Ramban asked in Rashi, and what's the difference? And if it's not eretz Rephaim, but you Rashi yourself hold that is kini knizi v'kadmoni. So what's the difference to you if it's kini knizi v'kadmoni or if it's only eretz Rephaim? And therefore, the Ramban learns Ka'omer Pshat in the Pesuk. Earlier, I know it is Eretz Yisrael, and that's ground of why it went there to learn. But I'm complaining. He had a Hasaga in Rashi. He had a Kash in Rashi. How can you, Rashi, learn Pshat in the Pesuk that the Torah is saying that Eretz Moav, Eretz Ammon and Moav, is not Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you can't have it? What's the difference if it's not Eretz Yisrael, but it's still Kini? It's still, according to you, Rashi, it's still Eretz Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. So what's the difference? So we said in Rashi very attractively, it's a big difference. If it's Eretz Yerfayim, it's due to, it's coming to you now. If it's Eretz Kini, Knizim V'Kadmoni, then it's not coming to you till later. So that's not going to difference. That's right. That's Gevaldik. The problem is the Rabban himself has that. The Rabban himself in Parshas Shevim has that idea that the Eretz Shivas Hamamim was coming to us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Eretz Kini Knizim V'Kadmoni not yet, because it's not yet Lavas Hashem Kachol Kol Hayom. So what's this big? What's he getting so upset about Rashi? What's terrible about Rashi's trap? If it will be Eretz Yerfayim, maybe you get it now, since it's not Eretz Yerfayim. It's only Kinesi Vekamayim. You can't have it. Rashi has, the Ramban has a Hasogah, and Rashi says, what's the difference if it's Yerfayim or if it's Kinesi Vekamayim? It's all the same Haftochat Avraham Avinu. And therefore he learns, no, the Pshat and the Pasuk is the other way around. It is Eretz Yerfayim, and therefore you can't have it because light also comes from the Brisbane Avsar. But what was his Kashan Rashi in the first place? So Mitchila Chashafli, I thought maybe the Pshat will be like this. The Ramban agrees the chiluk, but there's a difference between Eretz Shiva Samoma and Eretz of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni. But the Ramban holds that the difference is not so that this is like these seven lands have a certain, you know, we're one way, one kind of atocha, and Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni are a different kind of atocha. Some intrinsic difference between the Shiva Moment and the Shloisha Moment. Ramban held, what's the difference? Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoni, Rafoi, Mechivi, it's all from the Haftochat Avraham Avinu. Aye, but the Torah says in Parshas Shofim that there is a difference. The Eretz Shiva Mamu was Zeichin right away. The Eretz of the Shleisha Mamu, we're not going to be Zeichin until later. So I thought, maybe the Ramban learns the difference, the reason why we're not Zeichin, Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoni until later, and why it needs more Schusim to be Zeichin, Kini, V'Kadmoni, is because it went to Leit, to Bnei Leit and to Esav. Meaning, to be zeich in the eretz of the Ammon that did not go to Leit and to Esav doesn't need so many schusim. We're just getting it from the Knadim, big deal. So that we could already have by Yetzias Mitzrayim. But to be zeich in our rotzes that were given with a special Yerusha by the Ribbono Shel Olam to Bnei Leit and to Bnei Esav, that needs more. That's not going to be until we'll be on the level of Lahavas Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayom. And therefore, his Hasogan Rashi is, what are you telling me, Pshat in the Pasuk? The Torah is saying they're not Eretz Yerfayim, they're only Kinesi V'Kadmoni. That's why you can't have them now, only I'll give them to you later. Kilo, and if they would be Eretz Yerfayim, would be different. It's time of the Ramban. What's the difference intrinsically between Yerfayim and Kinesi V'Kadmoni? That's not the difference. The difference is between lands that were given to Leit and lands that Leit got and lands that Leit didn't get. So these are lands that Leit got. What's the difference if they got them from Yerfayim or they got them from Kinesi V'Kadmoni? The difference is not between the Refoyim and Knizi Kadmoni. The difference is between lands that Leit got and lands that Leit didn't get. So that's all the Torah should say. I gave this to Leit, you can't have it yet. Maybe that's the Ramban's Hasoga and Rashi. But it's not Maspik, because that would work if the Ramban himself held that Kini Knizi Kadmoni was Bnei Leit and Bnei Esav. But we just said the Ramban himself holds that the Bnei Grada, after the Ramban is finished asking, tangling with Rashi, and he's chaylik on Rashi, so Grada the Ramban learns that Eretz Amun Moyev and Edom is Eretz Yerfayim and Eretz Achivi, and it's not Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni, and still the Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim says that Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni is Haftocha Losu Lovei in that Fanel. So it must be that even according to Ramban, the Haftocha of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni from the very beginning when the Haftocha was given to Avraham Avinu, the Haftocha of Kini Knizi V'Kadmoni was a long term Haftocha different than the Haftocha of the Eretz Shivas Amun. So if that's the case, it's hard to understand. What does he want from Rashi? Rashi had a good shot. If it will be Eretz Yerfayim, you can have it now. If it's Eretz Kini, Knizi, V'Kadmoni, you can't have it till later. The Rabbi himself has that. So why is he asking in Rashi? Any idea? No, it's the Etzim thing that we worked through before. I think that's still true. We worked through before. There's two Mahalchim and Rashi and the Ramban. What's exactly going on there with Yerushal Vnei Loit and Yerushal Vnei Esav? Rashi learns that Yerushal Vnei Loit and Yerushal Vnei Esav is not Mikayach Bisman Absarim. On the contrary, Bisman Absarim trumps the Yerushal to Esav and to Loit. The only thing is, the Pasuk says, the Brisbane Absarim right now is the Shivas Hamamim. The Brisbane Absarim, the part of the Brisbane Absarim, that's Kinesi V'Kadmoni, that'll be loss of love. So right now, you only get the Brisbane Absarim of Eretz Shivas Hamamim, and Beloit and Be'esov are not from that, they're Kinesi V'Kadmoni. So therefore, you can't have it now, you can only have it later. That's a rational shot in the Pasuk. Ka'omer. And there are Ba'aler's part in the Pasuk, just the opposite. Beloit and Be'esov are coming because of the Brisbane Absarim. And therefore, the pasuk is saying faket that you can't have it because it belongs to the Brisbane Absarim. And they're coming because the Brisman Absar, if they do speak Stam Goyim, this is Stam, you know, Timbuktu, so you could be Kaibish if you want. But it's not, it's the Eretz Haftoch, the Rom Avinu, and they also have a Chelik in the Haftoch. That's the Ramban Lish Pshat in the Pesuk. And therefore the Ramban Lish Pshat, the Torah is not saying it's not Eretz Yifoyim, the Torah is saying it is Eretz Yifoyim, that's why you can't have it. Fine, that's all worked through very, I think, very, very correctly. What's bothering me is, at the end of the day, the Ramban had a Kashus on Rashi. The kashas and Rashi are not such kashas. Even by the Ramban's own lights, they're not such kashas. Because the Ramban himself also has that distinction at the end of the day. The Torah was Maftiyah Kini, Knizi Vikad Maydi Lassad Lovin. Lay there. I'll complain him, I think this is the main thing that I want to do about. That this fundamental difference, the machalik is between the Ramban and Rashi, the machalik is between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Al Tiskeva Mokhama is a Mitzvah Shor or Mitzvah Ladaris. At the end of the day, is really, I think, rooted in the Machlekes Rashi in the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Dvar. Did Neloit to Me'esav, were they Zoicha, when it says Yerushal v'Neloit, Yerushal v'Neesav, is that Mikoich the Brisman Absarim? Or is that only because the Brisman Absarim has not yet come due? Rashi learns it's because the Brisman Absarim in regard to those lands didn't yet come due. That's why you could be Zoicha. But when that's why they have it and you can't take it. When the Brisman Absarim comes due, it goes to us and not to them. That's what's a mitzvah l'dor, only a mitzvah l'shon. That's the Rambam. It's only a mitzvah l'shon. Shita Saramban is that Yerushal v'Neesav and Yerushal l'Edoi means mikoyach the Brisman Absarim. Not because it's not part of the Brisman Absarim, but because it is part of the Brisman Absarim. And in fact, the Ramban learns that it's not even kini knisi v'kamayni. The Ramban learns that it's Eretz Refoim and Eretz Achibi. So it's mamish from the Shivas Hamamim. It's not even from the Aseret Hamamim. It's from the Shivas Hamamim. And still the Torah says you can't have it because yes, there's a Brisman Absarim, but they're also shut from the Brisman Absarim in a certain sense. They also get from the Brisman Absarim. Says the Rabban, if that's the case, so the Rabban L'shitosi holds it as Taka Mitzvah L'doris. What's the difference when the Brisman Absarim comes due? The Brisman Absarim already came due. Shiva Samaman, and we couldn't have it anyway because it's Yerushalayim Ne'ayot and Yerushalayim Ne'ayot. We create the Brisman Absarim itself. So the Rabban Taka holds it as Mitzvah L'doris. I Melech HaMashiach, fine. It's Melech HaMashiach. How do we get Harseh? That's an Eitzah. Sancheriv or Sancheriv is with Avalumai, so that the Bnei Edom aren't living there anymore, or because the Bnei Edom will get rid of Bnei Esav. Come.
Maybe
that's
for the Ramban. You could say that the Ramban Right, Rashi is trying to explain why it would be Asra attack these lands. And Ramban says that it doesn't make any sense according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, since the verse these are referring to
Kinikizikamadu.
Exactly. So we're allowed to go and attack. So how's Rashi dealing with this pasuk? That's Ramban's question.
Ramban's asking, what's the difference if it's Eretz Yifoyim? Even if it's not Eretz Yifoyim, it's still Eretz
Kri. Exactly. Right. So the Ramban thinks that he's explained it because the Ramban, that is part of the Yerushalayim.
Right.
And so the Ramban simply say that maybe we're allowed to attack them, Kinesi, Fagoni, whatever. We're allowed to attack them. Just, we're not going to succeed. That's later on. The Haftafa that Hashem says that the time that we'll have it permanently enough that we'll be able to install, renew Ari Mikolat, so that Ramban will understand as a futuristic prophecy, just saying what's going to happen. So maybe we can try, maybe we'll counter for a little bit, or whatever it might be. But it's not about the Isser. Rashi thinks that this is the pasuk explaining why it would be. Both Rashi and the Ramban think pasuk.
He's saying it's in the Avodah Tzedek. Mitzad the Haftacha, it's all the same Haftacha. Yerushalayim is Minabe is telling us the fact that those lands we're not going to be successful yet in conquering.
That's what we do with our goal.
But it's not that intrinsically we have no right to them.
Right.
The right to them we have already now.
Right.
But the Torah is saying, Hilo
Sitzlach. And to Rashi, though, I'm not saying that according to you, Rashi, you think that you're allowed to attack Amalek, which is problematic. The Ramban is saying, because what's this pasuk doing? It's what you're saying, it's justifying why we're not allowed to attack, but to you, we should be allowed to attack.
If we would be allowed to attack Eretz Yifoyim, they're about to ask if we're allowed to attack Eretz Yifoyim, then we should be allowed to attack Eretz Kini Knesset Ben Lady.
Because they're all one package.
I had a post of Rashi Shaif. They're saying, it's not saying we're not allowed, it's just saying that it won't work.
Yeah. So it's the Rashi thing.
I hear. It still bothers me at the end of the day who told them. Like, once they're about in the midst of this, such a distinction, Rashi Shaif to. Once they're about himself buys into the distinction. So, you know, Rabbanim was a, you know, so what was so hard to think of what we said in Rashi? Why didn't the Ramban think of that? Maybe they had a whole different conception that Kini Knesi Kanmoini is there's nothing particular about Kini Knesi Kanmoini. It's just the fact that they let it happen, let's say, you know, something like that. so that I understand. But he himself has the conception that Shiva Amom in the Torah itself says that that's only going to be Ki Yachav Hashem Esbulcha. Im Yachav Hashem Esbulcha. So, what's so hard to hear in Rashi, this distinction?
Because I thought that the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi if they weren't talking about Masra, that Rabbi Yehuda. So wouldn't that mean that's not going to be his Kasha Rashi, no?
No, because he himself asked on Rashi, Mikoyach the Rashi. He asked in Rashi, Lashitas Rashi. He says, Rashi, what are you telling me? Pshat and Pasuk, it's not Eretz Ephraim. But you, Rashi yourself, in Parsha Shoftim, said that it's Eretz Kinizik and Kanmani. So Lashitoscha doesn't make any sense. Who cares if it's Eretz Ephraim or not? At the very least, it's Eretz Kinizik and Kanmani, which is all part of the Haftacha. So therefore, he turns around and he says, I think it's not Eretz Kinizik and Kanmani. It's Eretz Ephraim, in fact. And Faket, that's what the Pasuk is saying, is that it's Eretz Ephraim. And that's why you can't have it.
It's not like the conception that you're not allowed, that right now you're not allowed to attack them, although your arm will be allowed to attack them. You might think that, no, they're your Rishon.
Yeah, you know, I suppose at the end of the day you have to say something like that. It just bothers me a little bit why the Ramban didn't. This is a good Pshat and Rashi. Like, why couldn't the Ramban hear this Pshat and Rashi or suggest him Pshat and Rashi? 90% of it the Ramban himself has. You know, the difference between Lo Salava and now, and Im Yachav Hashem Esgulcha, and that the Haftach of Love, the Shiva Amman, is only lost in love. Like all of that the Ramban himself has. So it's like one little step different. The Ramban holds this lumdish distinction that it's a Haftach. You're allowed to conquer it, and you have a right to conquer it, but it's not going to work to conquer it until lost in love, you know. If you're already saying it, no. So don't say that part. Ramban, don't say that part. And Rashi will be good. What are you getting at? What are you upset about Rashi? Okay, this is a minor detail. I mean, the Mahalach itself, I think, is pretty much emerges out of the Ramban himself. Okay. So, Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem, it's 11 o'clock. You know, let me ask you a different question. Is there anybody here who is also going to Rabbi Adler? Okay. What time is he saying?
12.
He says at 12. Well, theoretically, I could say tomorrow at 11. We marathon, but only because there's a shoes meeting in the afternoon. You know, tentatively with Thursday 11, that's tentatively. We'll see. Subject to change, but is there a way to let it? You have everybody's. Okay. So let's say tentatively Thursday at 11. The topic I want to talk about on Thursday is Chinuch HaMizbeach. There are men here who talks about Chinuch HaMizbeach. They think that's also something that the Hag counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's not a mitzvah l'dayres, and the Ramban thinks that it is a mitzvah l'dayres. So there's an erichus here and there. Ramban has an erichus. So I want to work that through a little bit.